Our scripture today comes from the book of Acts, Acts chapter 2. I'm going to be reading verses 42 to 47. As you can see, it'll be on your overhead if you'd like to follow along in your pew Bibles. It's on page 772 in your pew Bibles. The book of Acts, chapter 2, verses 42 to 47. And it's talking about the early believers in Jesus Christ. Hear the word of God. They devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and to the fellowship, to the breaking of bread, and to prayer. Everyone was filled with awe, and many wonders and miraculous signs were done by the apostles. All the believers were together and had everything in common. Selling their possessions and goods, they gave to anyone as he had need. Every day they continued to meet together in the temple courts. They broke bread in their homes and ate together with glad and sincere hearts, praising God and enjoying the favor of all the people. And the Lord added to their number daily those who were being saved. May the Lord bless the reading and the hearing of His word. Now, recently, I was talking to someone who was considering quitting their job. There were problems at their place of employment, and they were just not sure that they wanted to stay. It wasn't a very high salary job. And the person figured that they could find another one that would pay as well. But then the person told me about the health and retirement benefits that the company had, including a dental plan, a vision plan, retirement, etc. And I told them that perhaps they should consider things carefully. Those benefits would be difficult to match. Benefits. When a person goes job hunting, usually right up there with salary and working conditions is concern about the benefits. Medical plans, dental plans, life insurance, pension plans. These are often offered by employers as benefits for being a part of a particular company. The concern for benefits spreads into other areas of our lives. I remember a number of years ago, a popular credit card company had a slogan, "Membership has its privileges." The ad was saying, "Belong to our group, use our card, and you'll get privileges, benefits that other people don't have." Being a member of an organization means more when you know and realize the benefits you'll receive for belonging. Now, the scripture this morning, especially verse 42, deals with the benefits of belonging to a community of the Christian faith. The scripture tells us that a member of a community of the Christian faith receives the benefits of the teachings of the apostles, the benefits of fellowship, the benefits of the breaking of the bread, and the benefits of prayer. But one must remember that these things are not only the benefits of belonging to a community of faith, they're also the essential components for constructing and maintaining a community of faith. Today's scripture is just after the event of Pentecost, the beginning of the Christian church. I suppose that most of you are at least somewhat familiar with the story of Pentecost. The Holy Spirit came upon the believers gathered in Jerusalem for the Jewish festival of Pentecost. Something like flaming tongues appeared over the heads of the faithful. A rush of wind filled the room. People spoke in different languages and understood each other. And there was a moving message by the Apostle Peter and a huge responsive crowd, with the scripture saying that over 3,000 came to be baptized. It was quite an event. But you know, it wasn't enough. Initial enthusiasm isn't enough to keep a movement alive and growing. Big events may bring revival, but they don't guarantee survival. Quieter, less conspicuous things must occur to keep things going and to keep things growing. Those thousands of believers didn't all go their own way and do their own thing. That wasn't God's plan. Those early Christians established Christian community, the Church of Jesus Christ, to provide benefits for themselves and for others. We hope and pray those benefits are still available for members of the community of faith today. Four important activities are listed in verse 42 of today's reading. Four benefits. The first mentioned is the teachings of the apostles. From the beginning, the church was a community of students. The word disciple means student. There was and is always more to learn about being a disciple of Jesus Christ. Nothing disturbs or frightens me more than someone who has all the answers or who thinks they have all the answers. I remember once getting in the mail a catalog with Christian posters and t-shirts that had some great slogans on them. One showed a man with tape across his mouth, and the caption read, "Religions that have all the answers don't allow any questions." Another had a picture of Jesus, and the caption read, "Jesus took away your sins, not your mind." And a third showed a baptismal font and said, "There's a difference between baptism and brainwashing." The youth group at one of my former churches once did a study entitled, "Don't Check Your Brains at the Door." The community of faith should be made up of learners. People who want to know more about God, more about faith, more about each other, and more about how they can best serve God and their fellow humans. We study many things in our lives: history, math, English, languages, art, music, engine repair. The list is endless. If we're to be faithful people of God, the faithful people that God would have us to be, we must give attention to the teaching that gives us our direction and our identity, the apostles' teaching. In the early church, the teaching may have come directly from the apostles themselves or from those who had learned from the apostles. But over a period of time, these oral accounts were written down, and a fixed body of teaching took form. Along with the scriptures of the Jewish tradition, what we call the Old Testament, came a body of knowledge that included accounts of the life and teachings of Jesus, letters written to individuals and to churches, and other teachings. The New Testament became the written form of the apostles' teaching, and we can be thankful that a benefit of the church today is that God's people can come together to hear, study, and discuss the Word of God, and to be filled with its message of love and forgiveness. May we all continually try to be students of the faith. Now, another thing mentioned as a benefit of the church is fellowship. Now, that goes deeper than saying hello in the parking lot or having a cup of coffee in the gazebo. The Greek word used for fellowship is koinonia, meaning companions who share a common life. In order to love one another, we must first know one another. To know one another, we must have fellowship. We fellowship by doing things together. It may be coming to a study group, making crafts together, church work days, church play days, singing in the choir, helping with the youth or children or vacation Bible school, visiting shut-ins, or any number of other church activities. Our church becomes stronger the better we know each other and love each other. We become stronger and better Christians, and as a result, we have a stronger and better church. Another benefit named is the breaking of the bread. Since the earliest days of humanity, sharing a meal together had special meaning. Jesus was one to make the most of sharing a meal. Some of his greatest teachings came as he ate a meal with others. Jesus broke bread with all types of people. In doing so, he usually broke through whatever protective barriers his table companions had placed around themselves. Mealtime with Jesus meant food for the soul as well as food for the body. The Lord's table has been passed down to us as a sacrament, a sign of what the new covenant in Jesus Christ is about. The Lord's table is a place for breaking down barriers. The church at Corinth forgot that and brought with them to the Lord's table the inequalities and divisions of the world. Paul had to remind them what the Lord's table was all about. May we hold in our hearts the purpose and unity of the Lord's table and the breaking of the bread. The last benefit named in today's passage is prayer. Members of the Christian community of faith pray. They pray for themselves, pray for their family and friends, pray for their enemies. There is corporate prayer. There's individual prayer. Perhaps this is the most underestimated benefit of the church. Often in the busyness of our lives, we put aside our times of prayer. But the power of prayer is evident in that the Christian church is alive today, surviving those early years. Think of the odds against the spread of a movement whose leader was executed as a common criminal. Some of the world's most powerful people and institutions attempted to destroy the movement. But the movement lives on. Not only did it live, it grew. Could there be any way this could happen without the power of prayer? God acts through the Holy Spirit in the lives of those who seek God in prayer. The church, a community of faith, nurturing one another in the effort to share the love of God. The author, the Christian author, Scott Peck, once wrote, "In and through community lies the salvation of the world. Nothing is more important." I may have shared this story with you before, but it's one of my favorites. A man in a dream had a vision of hell. In his vision, people were seated around a table, looking very pale, hungry, and miserable. There was a lot of delicious-looking food on the table, and in the hands of the people were huge utensils about 5 feet long that they apparently couldn't put down. Try as they might, the people were unable to get a bite of food from the table to their mouths using these huge utensils. And as a result, there was much wailing and moaning and complaining. Suddenly, the man's vision changed locations. He felt that he must be in heaven, but he was in a room exactly the same as the other. People around a table filled with food, utensils in hand. But these people appeared happy and well fed. He watched for a moment and then he saw why. The people were using the huge utensils to feed each other. Are you being fed? Are you helping to feed others? Are you taking advantage of the benefits of being a member of a community of faith? If you're not, then today's a good day to start.